This is the second part of a two-part question, but this question deals mainly with what is a single person supposed to be doing inside the local church?
Now, to answer your question, what's their role in the church? If we go and we see Titus, and where's Titus at today? Is it where it's always supposed to be? In the T's, that's right. If we go to Titus and we look at chapter 2, and I know this is not going to be exactly what most people want because it's going to seem contradictory, but it's not. It's just statements. But as for you, teach what accords with sound doctrine. It says older men are to be sober-minded, defined, and the older men there, elders, self-controlled, sound in faith and love and steadfastness. Older women, likewise, are to be reverent in behavior, not slanderous, nor slaves as much wine. They are to teach what is good and to train the younger women to love their husbands and their children, to be self-controlled, pure, working at home, kind, submissive to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be reviled. Likewise, urge the younger men to be self-controlled. Show yourself in all respects to be a model of good works, and in your teaching, show integrity, dignity, and sound speech that cannot be condemned, so that an opponent may be put to shame, having nothing evil to say about us. And they're like, well, I ask about single people. Well, they're in there. They're in there. Because every man and every woman is an older man or an older woman to somebody. And I think that it's something that we need to understand too, that and Michaela, since you asked the question, and I know a little bit about you personally, I can apply it a little bit in the personal sense. You have an incredible opportunity as a single person in our world today to invest this season of your life for the sake of your spiritual growth and your spiritual investment in the life of the church. And we look at people like Timothy, we look at people like Andrew, and we look at people like Mary and other young people in the Bible, and we see God mightily use them in a great way because they've had the time. It's like I tell my children when it comes to music. I hear people all the time, well, I wish I'd learned to play, whatever. Wish I'd learned a language. And I'm thinking, it isn't too late. You sit there and watch soap operas 3 hours a day. I mean, play the guitar. And I'm being funny. Not talking about anybody specific. But there's the opportunity now to serve the Lord. Whereas when you're a homemaker or you've got a career or you've got a spouse, it's busy, 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 busy. You find time to make those things happen. You don't have the time. You don't have what we call in the music world the woodshed. We just don't have time to sit and do what we do for 10 hours a day. So the single people in the church, it is the most important time in their lives where they will mature in the foundations of their faith. And it is the most responsible time. It is the time when they're most responsible for what they have in wisdom and ability and service, because they have everything, they have nothing but the opportunity to serve and to learn and to grow. And we also need to be interested in teaching others and working with others and working to sharpen each other. And so when I look at even in the tenure of my ministry, I think some of the most productive seasons of ministry have been when I've had young men who were single in their 20s with no debt, no job, no home. And we find a host home for them, and they work for free, and we give them money to spend to have some money to eat on, and we give them, you know, and they intern in the ministry. And we put them to work teaching people, we put them to work serving people. And those summers and those times when I've had that type of opportunity, the community is just engrossed in gospel expansion. Because how many of you, by show of hands, got off work or school today and came to church? You see what I mean? I mean, that's what we do. We get off work, go to school. But all day long, someone who is not necessarily tied to that, mostly single people, and I know this, you know, if you're at home with parents or with children, you still got off work and came to church. Probably more so than the rest of us. There's an opportunity for you to even be more committed to the community and to the expansion of the gospel and to missions. And missions is here and there and over there. And that's sort of how I think, that's sort of the best way I think would be to answer that question. So expound if you want me to hone it. Yes, ma'am.
You talked a lot about guys, but what about the girls? I spent some time with time in a culture that it believed that between one and woman, until a woman is married, she should live at home in her father's house and just take care of her, the other children. Like, would it be successful for a young woman to go out and do what Jesse does? Or...
That's a good question. No, she's no. That's a good question. And we've had that question. Actually, I think you asked that question a while back, Julie, when you were sitting over here one night, if I remember correctly. And you asked a question about, you know, should women even teach at all? Should they quote scripture? Should they open their mouths in mixed company? Or should they yawn, you know, if the Bible's open? And I mean, it was, you know, and the... All commandments, let me speak to that issue. All commandments given in the New Testament to the body of Christ, to each Christian, is readily applied to men and women. Unless there is a specific indicator that women should or should not do, or men should or should not do. Does that make sense? So that we are all required of God to make disciples. We are all required of God to share our faith. We are all required of God to teach others the Scripture. We are all required of God to serve the Lord with gladness. We are all required of God to be invested in the local church. And sadly, I mean, I'm not far enough on the other side of such structure that I even know how to answer that pragmatically. Because 15 years ago, I'd have had a program for you to stick in. You see what I mean? I'd have had a group of probably 65 or 75 people your exact age, 18, guys and gals, and we'd have had a whole list of about 9 months worth of projects for y'all to work on. And y'all be writing letters to missionaries, y'all be writing letters to prisoners, and we'd just be doing all that kind of, and you get through, you're like, well, I serve the Lord, now what do? Cook fries at McDonald's. I mean, you know, but now on this side of not working in that structured, administrated, so-called megachurches, what do we do now? Well, the application of what the Bible teaches us. I believe, in some sense, though you may be 18, you still have an obligation to teach the Word of God as God opens that opportunity. What does that look like? I don't know. We need to talk about those things. We need to have these conversations as God presses on our hearts. Sharing the faith. Jesse and I talked about actually start having some scheduled outreaches where the church at large can come. We're looking at getting a table at the fair in Statesboro. We can be there every night. And a lot of you can come and be there and talk to people and pray with people and share the gospel. Nothing like getting in there and paying to stay and then being able to share the gospel. So there's lots of opportunities that we can develop in that. I'm not opposed to even seeing as the Lord leads. And I hate saying stuff like that because when I say it, they go, that's a great idea. But it's not a call of God. It's just an idea that I can come up with. I mean, why not have, like I was saying earlier, I was talking with you, 2 days a week in the afternoon, just having a systematic theology lesson for an hour. I mean, what would be the harm if you led one with some other girls in the church? You know what I'm saying? If that was your thing. I'm just using it as an example. What's the problem with that? You know, and I'm not trying to be misogynistic because I wouldn't want my son teaching a bunch of girls either. I want him, you know, if he wanted to share the word with a bunch of guys in the church. And I think we, if he was 18 or an adult, you know what I mean. Our children's ministry really sticks to it. come here, Emery. You want to teach tonight? And I know I'm rambling now and have been for a few minutes, but it really is something that as the church grows and matures and becomes more intimate, we've got to start saying, what now do we do? Where do we go? What is the purpose of my being involved in the local church? And I think, first and foremost, at the beginning and the end, we pray. We pray for that. Lord, use me. Not, what do I do, O Lord? That's not, but Lord, as your word has commanded me, use me this way. Because we know what we're supposed to be doing. But the question is where and when? Where do we do it? With whom do we do it? Where and when? I mean, there's a lot of ministry within our local flock that nobody knows about. There's some of you sitting right here this day, and if I were to say, you know, what's your top five needs, you'd be thinking uber spiritual because you want to tell me, well, I need the Lord to help me in my patience. No. What's top of mind? Before you got here, what were you problems? What were you thinking of? Dishes? Children? Aggravation? Money? What was your time? You know, and so these are the things that we need to start realizing are opportunities. There are great opportunities for the church to minister. But it's just going to take us being more open and integritable with our confession to one another. Yes, I need help with this. And somebody out there goes, I have been praying for God to use me like that. And that's really how it works. So that's what I would say. And if you have any more specific thoughts or questions, and I know you've got a heart for missions, you went to, that's where you went, wasn't it? Panama. I'm sorry. Why did I say Guatemala? Anyway, Panama. And I don't know, if you've got a heart for evangelism, let's look at it. And let's talk about how you can be evangelistic. Y'all about to move down here. Jesse. About to move down here. So, I mean, it's going to be, the opportunities are there. And see, that would be a good book. Somebody ought to write a book. The Solidarity of Singleness in the Local Church.
TheologyAnswers.com is a ministry of Grace Truth Church. You can find more about us on the web at gracetruth.org. A people for His glory, by His grace.